comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast. Here's your host, Greg Mahochko.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode slash streaming version of Nerds United on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. I'm Greg Mahochko, and to my right and probably your left, if you're watching this live on Facebook, is the co-host of the year, Mike Luther.
Hello.
You know, I always wonder if I appreciate doing the inflection on that, but my son is upstairs trying to sleep, and I wonder if that's problematic for him.
Do like a quiet version of it.
The co-host of the year, Mike Luther.
Hello.
Shall we just do the entire show like this? Because it's his bedtime.
Is he sleeping?
Probably not.
I don't think so. Just we turn around off camera. You can't see is the monitor. But
he's just back there.
He's in the pantry.
Yeah. I guess he's fine.
He's got some candy. He's good.
He's good.
It wasn't that long ago that we heard him running around his bedroom.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's probably still awake, and that's okay. So anyway, how are you?
I was going to say I'm delicious, but no, I'm not. I might be. Who knows? I'm good.
I'm not going to ask.
I was taking a drink of a salted caramel
pecan
yes.
ale from our friends at
4204 Main Street Brewing Company,
Belleville, Illinois.
That's right.
I'm drinking the same, and you might be able to show with yours. It shows up a little bit better. These are etched glasses that my wife and I actually picked up.
Well, can you see?
Yeah, a little bit. Might have to drink a little bit more.
Yeah.
Oh, darn. Ooh, okay. But my wife and I actually picked these up in Cape Girardeau at Cape Comic Con a few years back. We got three of them that are Doctor Who themed, which is one of them
right.
that you're drinking of, and the one that I've got, which is not Doctor Who themed, but is equally enjoyable. And again, this is the Assaulted Caramel Pecan Ale.
This is so much better in a glass because like you put it up, actually, you put it up and you smell the caramel. Yeah, it's caramel and pecan. Yeah. Sorry, listeners. I know you can't smell it. You should go out and buy it.
Smell
oh,
it.
Perfect.
Smell it.
That seems weird.
You mean our
that's not how microphones work, Greg?
You mean our listeners won't appreciate me going, smell it.
Smell it. You know what our listeners will appreciate? Besides me, we're doing a giveaway.
Yeah, we're going to do that at the end.
At the end? Okay. Ooh, it's a little tease. You have to stay for the end.
By the way, refresher. What one of you, well, I mean, if you participated in the ways that we didn't tell you to participate.
Yes.
Which was essentially share, like, or comment
yeah.
on any of our live, or anything from our trip, you know,
yeah.
related to
yeah.
the brewery last weekend. If you did any of that, you were entered into a drawing you didn't even know. The comic book story of beer.
Tells you all about beer, I assume. I have never read it.
The world's favorite beverage from 7,000 BC to today's craft brewing revolution. I'm just glad that I read that right.
We got one viewer right now. Nope, never mind. Sorry. I spoke too soon. You left. All right, my bad.
Let's not call them out. Let's just, you know what? If they interact with us, say hi.
Oh, they're back.
Nope,
never mind.
I'll tell you who won't be viewing currently is Josh, a friend of the show, Josh, out in Nebraska, because he's working at the high school football game. It's playoff high school playoff football. Out in Nebraska, and Scotts Bluff is taking on York. This is important to know for the two people who listen in Scotts Bluff.
Go York.
Ooh.
I mean, go lose York. Yeah.
Take that long bus ride back to the east part of the state,
yeah.
York.
You York and Yorkies.
I don't think that's their mascot.
Could be.
But we did find out last time that it was definitely not the Scotts Bluff Devil Dogs.
I was close, though.
Yeah. Anyway, shall we get on to what we're here to talk about?
Yeah.
What are we here to talk about?
I don't know. I was going to hope you were going to tell me what we were going to talk about.
What we're going to talk about, since this is one of your favorite podcasts, listener, that's why you listen, mm-hmm. we're going to talk briefly about one of my newer favorite podcasts.
Okay.
And it is the Stitcher / Marvel production or presentation of Wolverine the Long Night.
Yes.
We're going to jump right into it because this past Wednesday, the 10th and final episode of the season, I guess if you want to call it a season, it dropped on available on Apple Podcasts, which is where I listen to it. If you had Stitcher Premium, you could binge the entire season probably 2 months ago. So, spoiler alert, if you haven't listened to it and you want to, and I say you should, but we're going to get to talking a little bit about you. I said to you earlier today, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I said, Mike, have you listened to all of Wolverine the Long Night yet? And you said, no, I'm on episode 6 of 10.
Yeah.
And I said, get to binging.
And I pretty much did.
Pretty much did.
I.
Which is, I mean, first of all, unlike some podcasts that, you know, the people go on talking for hours and hours and hours and hours. These are, you know, pretty self-contained. They're 30 to 35 minutes, give or take.
Yeah. I think the last one was 45, but
give or take.
On average, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
No, I hear footsteps again. And it's Wolverine. No. So again, if you, I don't know, have we talked much about the plot, much about the story?
No.
Okay.
No, because last time we talked about it, I think it was only 3 or 4 episodes in or something like that.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
So, in as spoiler-free as we can right now, we are going to talk about the plot. Basically, a couple of agents show up in Alaska, a small town in Alaska, where there have been some bodies found.
Right.
Murders taking place. Really, what I like about the story overall is it plays much more like just a murder mystery. If you take away the Marvel aspect of it, it plays very much just like a really engaging murder mystery.
Yeah, I agree.
So you have the agents. They are there investigating one case, kind of get dropped into, while they're there, more bodies, you know, are found and whatnot. So they do more investigation. There's a cult aspect to it.
There's a bear involved, maybe.
It is Alaska.
Yeah.
Bears would be,
you know.
What I like about it is it almost takes, it's called Wolverine the Long Night, which we mentioned, and as any, you know, most people know, I think, you get up to a certain latitude, and when it gets to be winter and the sun goes down, like, it's gone for
6 months or months at a time.
Yeah, something like, I mean,
yeah.
There was the horror comic that, you know, series that came out a few years back, I guess several years back, they even made a movie of it, 30 Days of Night.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, there's no sun to scare the vampires away, so, you know, Alaska, you know, northern Canada seems like a good place for the vampires to go. Similar to that, I honestly thought that there were going to be some vampiric elements in this.
Yeah, I could have seen that. Yeah.
Especially when you get talking about the cult and their obsession with the long night and the last sunset and things like that. I'm like, oh, we're going to have us a little Wolverine v. the vampires,
right? Yeah,
you know, situation. It ended up not being the case at all. I think we're going to forego the spoilers.
Okay.
But I definitely wanted your take on the first few minutes of the last episode, where there was the interrogation.
Yeah, my reaction was, really? What the hell?
Exactly. My reaction was, holy crap, didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
So really interesting spin on it that started to make things, you know, make sense when they're talking about, surveillance and, you know, if they had their, I always thought, you know, like police or more and more police are wearing body cams and
things
like that. And that type of, I don't want to say necessarily surveillance, but that type of interrogation equipment. And I always thought it was something more along those lines, but as you come, you know, into it and find that it's not necessarily
what you would think.
Right.
Yeah.
And the good news, this is the only spoiler that we're going to give, I think, is that Wolverine lives.
Or does he?
Wolverine lives. And the reason I say that is because I found out tonight, and even sent you the tweet, that the writer, which is Benjamin Percy, I think I got that right.
Benny Purse?
Yeah. I actually reached out to him to see if he'd want to be on the show.
Oh, we might have just left. Never mind. Might have been him.
That was the guy. But 2019, they're going to do a second season. It's going to be called Wolverine, I think, The Long Trail. And it's going to take place down in New Orleans, you know, the bayou,
right.
Things like that. So that'll be really interesting, especially when they have, you know, they mention that a few times in The Long Night.
Yeah. Doesn't mean he's alive, though. Could be a Skrull.
You know what? I swear. You go to the comic book shop and you ask about the Skrull invasion once and you think that you know something.
It could be.
It's not a Skrull. Pause for this beverage break.
Just the smell of it. It's so good.
It is really fantastic.
I would have this as like a candle. I'm going to drink it, of course. But like
you
that
drink
smell.
The candle?
Well, I mean, it depends on how, you know, desperate you are.
Well, the wax... in its molten state is quite hot. I do not recommend.
So you recommend it?
I said I do not recommend.
Interesting.
Do not drink hot candle wax, people. Disclaimer. So, you've been warned.
What did you think of the story overall?
I really liked it. There was, for lack of a better term, like eco-terrorism. There was drug running. There was a new mutant with like... latent mutant abilities who could kind of turn it on and off with the switch. I really liked the story. And I know, you know, you said that 10 episodes was maybe a little much and that probably could have been consolidated down to 8. I know they say that about the Marvel Netflix shows too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I don't know. Like I said, maybe it's just because I listened to the first 4-5 episodes in a day and a half, you know, on my route. I just got into it, and I was so excited to get to the end that now that the end is here, I'm like, oh.
I liked the story, definitely. I just felt there was a lot of filler in it. There was a lot of, like, episode one is, like, leading up, and then, and I get it, you have to have suspense in your stories, but it's called Wolverine the Long Night, and although this isn't a spoiler, Wolverine's in maybe... 4 episodes.
I would almost say that aside from the last episode, he was probably in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But, and maybe this is just, you know, my, for lack of a better term, praising it as a murder mystery.
Right.
I didn't mind it because, first of all, you got Richard Armitage, who was Thor and Oakenshield in the Hobbit movies, if for those who may or may not remember. And I thought he voiced a really convincing Logan, you know. So I thought his part was done really well, and all of theirs, you know, I thought all of the vocal actors did great jobs. But I didn't need to have like Wolverine in every episode because I think for me it takes away the, you know, the hunt, the chase of getting to Wolverine, you know, and that was. The climactic scene, that 10th episode. So
yeah, but that's why I'm saying 8. Like, if you want a murder mystery, if you need that, you know, that the chase to get Wolverine, I don't need 10 episodes to get to that chase.
Okay,
give me 8. Give me 6 to 8. I'll go with 8, and that's good because then you get rid of a lot of that filler that's in there. Like, and some of the stuff. I mean, I partly paid attention to most of it, but like the cult thing. It's interesting.
I was really shocked at how quickly they wrote off the cult.
They built it up so much.
I really thought in that climax in that last episode, I really thought that it was going to play a bigger part.
Yeah, and it doesn't.
Spoiler alert.
Or does it? Or is it the Skrulls?
Oh, God. No, I was curious after the early episodes, and I Googled, after I got home, I Googled Nathan Prophet, who is the leader of the Aurora cult in the story, and he has some, it almost seems like he's in the multiverse that is Marvel, right. He almost is like another world's version of Colonel William Stryker.
Okay.
So I was really intrigued or really curious as to that, and if there are comic books out there that have that Nathan Prophet character in it from, you know, obviously not from the Aurora sense, but that was, I think, a nice little Easter egg, because otherwise you just think, oh, it's just the leader of the cult, some random guy. But the fact that, Percy the writer put that name in there kind of gave it a little bit more reason. So,
yeah.
So I actually have all 10 episodes saved on my phone.
I mean,
I'm going to listen to them again.
I have them on Stitcher, so.
Are you going to listen to the next season when it comes out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless it's 20 episodes, then hell no. What if they just 43 doubled?
43 episodes. 43.
And Wolverine's only in the 43rd.
He's going to talk like this for 3 minutes. In the sixth episode, and then you're not going to hear about him again until the very end.
Yeah, that's basically what it was.
I think because they're going back to the Bayou, back to New Orleans. I think earlier I said Baton Rouge, but New Orleans. I could see him playing a more prominent role because in from some of the context from this season, you know, he's calling back to his ex Maureen or Noreen, however, whatever that was. So I think he's going to play a more prominent role from the vocal standings. I think we'll hear more from him in the next season.
That'd be funny if he also didn't know what her name was. And he's just like, Maureen, Noreen, whatever, I don't care. You know who
he does have memory issues.
That's true.
And he did make that known in that last episode. He's like, these visions, they come back. He's like, spoiler alert. He's like,
he's a Skrull.
By the way, the title of this episode, when you find it on your podcast server, is
he's a Skrull. Yes, good.
But anyway, spoiler alert. At the end, he said, I have visions or memories of Japan. So that's where we're going to go.
You know who would be kind of good or maybe interesting if they put in the Bayou one, Gambit.
Ooh.
Yeah. They had a little Gambit in there.
So I'm on board for the next season, and sounds like you will be as well, unless they go to an outrageous number of episodes.
Yeah.
So let's talk about another written form of comic book. By the way, I really do enjoy that audio form. I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. I think we talked about last time how, after I would DJ on the party buses and I'd listen to the old time radio shows.
Right.
And by the way, I don't know if we're supposed to mention his name because he hasn't dropped a new episode of his podcast since June. I think he's still been on Talking Dead. But Chris Hardwick.
Oh, yeah.
And the Nerdist, they did one of those old timey radio episodes for Futurama.
Yeah.
I highly recommend you check that out as well. If you like I said, I would just listen to like these little comedies and murder mysteries on driving home at 1:30 in the morning from Clinton County out to where I was living out in Salem at the time, and just is entertaining and past the hour or so drive. So that's why I enjoy them. Hopefully, if you like that content as well, that's good content. So anyway, moving on. We're going to pick up. You have read this.
Yes, I read it today.
I also see. Look, I'm really just like making you put your foot down and get some reading done.
Well, I bought it. Told Greg that I bought it. As I was driving home, he messaged me, "Have you read it yet?"
I thought maybe he bought it earlier, and I didn't realize that he bought it 3 minutes ago.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Heroes in Crisis, Volume 2. By the way, I think you got a different cover. No, same cover art as mine. Because there was the variant one.
There was a variant
one. I have no clue what that means. I guess just different art.
Different cover art, yeah.
Yeah.
It varies from the original.
Ah.
How about that? So I'm still enjoying where this story is going.
Same.
What we got about this is, by the way, 2 of 9. So that's even less than Wolverine the Long.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
The cover indicates the Lasso of Truth, Wonder Woman's Lasso of Truth,
right,
around Batman's neck. Not Wonder Woman administering the truthy justice.
That's true. It is not.
It's a particular Harlequin clown.
Yes.
By the name of Harley Quinn.
Yes. And hopefully this doesn't spoil anything, but I thought Harley Quinn couldn't really fight. She doesn't have any powers or anything.
Yeah, but she's agile.
Yeah, but I mean,
think about it. Neither Robin doesn't have powers either.
I'm glad you brought that up. Because I was watching, I forgot what it was, Son of Batman, I think.
Yeah.
And it's Robin, but it's actually Damian Wayne.
Correct.
And he's beating up these adults. And I'm like, you're 10.
Damian gives no...
Right. I understand that. But you're 10. Not to brag, but I can beat up any 10-year-olds.
And I'm not
that tough.
Okay, but you got to remember his lineage. Parents
right.
are Bruce Wayne and Talia
right.
al Ghul.
I get he's trained.
And I mean, if there was a 10-year-old with a third-degree black belt and Bo staff training that walked in here...
I'm still beating him up.
I don't know, but I kind of want to see it happen.
I'm still beating him up.
All right, so if you're a 10-year-old with a third-degree black belt and Bo staff training...
Bring it on.
Challenge
yes.
accepted. I'm going to be the guy...
Watch it. I go outside, and then they're just lined up for me.
And they
like,
all,
wow,
and
impressive.
They all have little Robin Domino
yeah,
masks
yeah.
and capes. They're like, so, we hear you got something against little kid Robins.
And then I would be like, number one, I'm going to beat all you guys up. Number two, those are horrible masks. I clearly know who you are.
Why you got to be like that? Maybe you don't know who they are.
If I came in here with a little Domino mask on, would you be confused of who I was?
Yep.
Would you be like, oh my God, I invited Mike over, but I don't know who this stranger is.
I got the Indigo Chump. I don't know.
I like it.
That's not going to yeah. be your superhero name.
No, definitely not.
Probably not Indigo, and definitely not Chump.
No. All right, let's go back to Heroes of Crisis.
But now I'm curious to what your superhero name would be. A color and a noun.
You know what's funny is me and my son did this. And I forgot what he had his, but it was like one of those, like, you just had to think of it instantly.
Yeah, that's what I want.
A color black.
Okay.
And noun shark.
I thought you were going to say panther, and I'm going to be confused because I'm pretty sure that already exists in literature
yeah,
and pop culture.
I don't think I could fit in the Black Panther world. I think they would notice me.
So black shark?
Yeah, I just thought of that.
Are you a good swimmer?
In my superhero world, sure. In real life, not really.
Okay.
I mean, I can survive in the water.
All right.
I can probably float now better.
A little more buoyant.
Yeah, I'm more buoyant now.
My superhero name, The Blob.
Okay. Number one, that's not a color, and that's not a noun. So Blob we can go with.
Gray Blob?
Gray Blob, okay.
Right. I'm wearing a gray shirt. That's
okay.
That's really all I had to go off of. So good times.
What about brown? Well, I'll do a new one for me, not for you.
If you say the brown note, I'm leaving.
I was going to say brown deuce. But like my superhero's like, he doesn't realize what it means because he's just dumb. So he like his leave, like when he leaves, he's like deuces. That's why he thinks brown deuce.
I thought you were going to say that his, for lack of a better term, finishing maneuvers, you're like, boonk.
Could be.
By the way, if you're not watching the live video, and based on what we're seeing here, you're not.
Yeah.
Three Stooges, two fingers to the eye.
Yes.
Anyway. So yeah, Heroes in Crisis. It's
when does Volume 3 come out?
In a couple weeks. Probably 3.
God, I don't like that.
I'm sorry. They're not weekly.
It's just...
They're probably all done. They just are in a warehouse. You know, like the at the end of... Perfect example. At the end of Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Right.
Where they take the... he says, well, what's going to happen to the Ark? And the government guy says, don't worry, it's being handled by top men.
Right.
Top men. And it's in the giant warehouse.
Yes.
And it's just in one crate among many. It's probably what where, you know, issues 3 through 9 of Heroes of Crisis are just in a warehouse somewhere.
So what you're saying is we need to go to this warehouse, get issues 3 through 9, and finish this podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on it.
We're going to hit pause.
If I had super speed, I would just drive to where... Not, I would drive. If I had super speed, wouldn't use it. I would drive. Safety first, everybody.
Seatbelts and 55 miles an hour. Never mind that super speed nonsense. You see, so you got me getting caught up on The Flash.
Yes.
And there was the episode right before... and this is from last season, so this is not a spoiler.
Okay.
But right before... you know, he gets arrested where he's like, yeah, I'm going to try to slow down a little bit and kind of be appreciative of things. Don't mind me. I could be cleaning this apartment like that, but I'm just going to take my time and I'm going to make sure that I sweep and vacuum and do the windows. No, Barry, you want to get that shit done.
Yeah.
So can they see what the etching on your glass as
Yeah, probably no.
That's the TARDIS, and that is the Matt Smith Doctor, but you'll have to forgive me. I don't know what number. I think the 10th.
Yes.
Maybe the 9th.
10th.
Is it the 10th?
I have no clue.
Oh, yeah. I really wanted you to sound like convincing there.
I do that a lot. Most of the time, I pretend like I know what I'm talking about.
So there's mine. That is Baby Groot.
Oh, nice.
So he's dancing because that's what Baby Groot does. So Heroes in Crisis is good. I'm enjoying it. I don't want to give too much away because I know there are a lot of people who still haven't read it. There are a lot of books that I found. I was looking for one book for you in particular and found like 7.
Yeah.
And unlike Civil War number 2, they're not individual issues, but they're like 7 trade paperbacks. Okay. Among them is Captain America Winter Soldier.
Okay.
The 3, at least... To my knowledge, the 3...
Little Bigs?
No. The 3 Justice League, or at least Justice League books that Brad Meltzer wrote.
Right.
There is the Justice League Rock of Ages that Grant Morrison wrote that Kevin Smith has, you know, talked very highly of. And the book that I went looking for before finding all the others is Superman Red Son.
Right.
Which... If you don't know about that, is instead of landing in, oh, don't worry, I got a bush out there, and the wind is blowing. Oh,
okay, I had no clue what was going on. Okay.
I need to trim the bushes back this weekend, but it's going to be cold and snowy, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, instead of landing in Smallville, Kansas, Kal-El lands in, you know, behind the Iron Curtain, behind, you know, in Russia. Soviet Russia. So you get, and Mark Miller... who we've mentioned here on the podcast before, wrote it. And so you get a different Ubermensch, if you will, Superman. And, you know, so just interesting take on that. And does he become the Superman that we all recognize at the end, or does he stick to his, you know, communist Soviet, you know, upbringing?
Yeah.
So really, really interesting stuff. And there are cameos and appearances of other... You know, it's not just, you know, Soviet Superman, but you also have, you know, like a Batman with a different, you know, similar objective.
Okay.
But a completely different look. Like everything in the world has been altered visually, and it's really, really fun.
I've heard good things about it.
So yeah, and it's again, it's not like a new book or anything.
No.
So anyway, I got. You've got plenty to read.
Yes. Yeah, I do.
One of the things, speaking of Civil War number 2, and you even said to me that you thought the Civil War 2 was better than the Civil War 1.
I did.
And I said, well, that's great. You're wrong, but that's great.
I know the consensus is that the first Civil War was better, and I can understand why people think that. They're wrong, but I understand why people think that.
No, you're wrong.
It was, I don't know. They're both great stories. I'll tell you, I liked the moral dilemma of the first one better than the second one.
The aspect of yeah, you know, it's right to, you know, kind of unmask, come out, and, you know, be recognized, be held
right.
accountable.
Yeah,
but at the same time, it's also right to, you know, be able to protect your secret identity and your loved ones
in
doing so. That was a big, I mean, that was the reason for the issue in the first place.
Right. Now, in Civil War II, if I can get this right, the issue, the moral dilemma is they have this inhuman who can basically see the future. And so is it to look at that future and try to stop things before they happen? Or do you let the future play out? And Iron Man is on the side of let the future play out. Captain Marvel is on the side of, no, if we know what happens in the future and we can stop it before it happens, then let's do that.
The important, and again, this isn't a spoiler. I think the book's been out a couple of years now. But the important difference in that is the, you know, future that this inhuman is seeing is, it's only a possible future. I mean, it's not the definite, you know, and because it's only a possible one, I mean, there are a lot of heroes that lose their life in Civil War II based on what is essentially a guess, you know, a possibility.
Yeah, I think they said it was like 10% probability.
Which is not high enough.
No,
in my opinion,
and that's why I said that in the first Civil War that was a better moral dilemma because you can go either side and kind of be right. Here in Civil War II, I'm like I'm with Iron Man 100%, which I didn't think I would be. You know, I'm with Iron Man 100%,
especially based on his history and how I. Let me ask you this: in Civil War, in the first Civil War, who did you side with?
Cap, I believe.
Same here.
Yeah.
And part of that is we don't talk politics on the show.
Right, right.
But we don't need any more government interference.
Right, right.
So that is, you know, my, you know, especially in this case, which is obviously fictional and able to be discussed in what, for lack of a better term, a safe space. You know, it's another word I don't like using. I understand there needs to be accountability, but I think the accountability in Civil War, I think the first one took place in the early 2000s, but I think the accountability should be maintained within the superhero community. Me, Greg, off the street, I don't need to know Captain America's real identity. I don't need to know Spider-Man's secret identity. And that was a big moment in that story with the unmasking of Spider-Man. But I don't need that. I need to be able to trust my heroes and that they will hold themselves and each other accountable. I don't need the government to do that for them because I think that interferes with their overall mission.
Right. And I think, just to play devil's advocate, I think somebody on the other side would say, but they haven't been able to get along with each other. You know, they've been fighting, they've been doing this and that. They haven't been putting themselves in check. Not all of them.
That's fair.
That would be the devil's advocate.
I don't disagree. And in times like that, I think you still... I still think that you look inward and, you know, look to the leaders, look to the Captain Americas, the Charles Xaviers, the Reed Richards, even the Tony Starks. And, you know, the difference with Stark is that he always made his, you know, his hero persona and his personal persona known. I mean, but... You look to the leaders to hold everybody else accountable. I don't know this, but anyway, that's a.
But in Civil War II, and so Civil War One, I do like as far as their moral dilemma goes. Civil War II, I kind of tried to make the moral dilemma just to think about it in my head, like personal, like if you could tell the, you saw the future and you saw someone breaking into your house doing something bad to your wife and kids, you would want to stop that person, right? However, let's say, you know, you see the future and you see one of your best friends, who, great guy, you know, whoever he is, doing something bad. Would you be like, well, we got to arrest this guy now?
No, that's a good point. Right, and,
you know, and that's the kind
especially,
of dilemma.
Especially with it, only a 10% accuracy.
Right.
Right. You know, I mean, and that's, and if I remember correctly from, you know, reading Civil War II, and I didn't read it that long before, you know, you did.
Yeah.
The further along he went, the more stressed out he got, the more erratic and inaccurate his visions became.
But also stronger they became.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because they were, everyone else in the surrounding area was able to see it. But that, just because it was stronger doesn't necessarily mean that it was more accurate, as, you know, as we've talked about. So I don't know. It's tough. It becomes a cause and effect of if someone was able to tell you with accuracy or not, okay, Mike, at this date, this time, you're going to take your last breath.
Right.
Would you want to know?
Part of me says yes. Most of me says no.
I don't think I would.
Yeah, because I would be too worried. Even if they said it's going to be 20 years from now, I would still be thinking, like, the further they told this entire 20 years, like, it's coming. It's coming.
I think you would, you know, be it 20 minutes, 20 days, mm-hmm. or 20 years, I think you're going to live in such... And I'm sure everybody's different. I'm speaking for myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I would live in fear of that moment.
Yeah.
And I'd forget to live.
Right. Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah, exactly.
So, anyway, that's just me. Hey, here we go. Mm. Update from Scott's Bluff.
Oh, boy.
We've been waiting for this. Friend of the show, Josh, says Bluffs wins 27-21 in one of the best high school football games I've ever seen with a thumbs up.
Okay.
Josh, friend of the show, Josh, this thumbs up and that thumbs up is for you and the Bearcats/Devil Dogs.
Go Devil Dogs.
I think Josh needs to petition Scotts Bluff High School to get them to rename.
Yeah.
The
what are they actually called? The Bear?
Bearcats.
Bear? What? I don't even know what a bearcat is.
Oh, it's kind of like
is
a...
Is it a bear? Is it a cat?
It's kind of like a mountain lion.
A bearcat? I don't know. That's two different animals.
Well, what's a devil dog? Is it like a devil? Is it a dog?
Exactly. It's a dog that's a devil. It's a devil dog.
Oh, I like it. You said devil dog.
Should I grab another drink? Yes, I should. I'll be back, people.
Mike's going to be back. And I'm going to use this opportunity to thank our fine sponsors. We don't really have any sponsors. But Mike did bring us more beer from our good friends and yours, the 4204 Main Street Brewing Company. And Mike brought us tonight the answer, which we were able to enjoy this past Sunday at 4204 Distribution, Belleville, Illinois. The answer, if you remember Keith talking about it, he said that the answer was, because they're a little nerdy there as well, they pulled, and it's 42, it's a big, important number in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And it's a fun sound. So we're going to partake of the answer.
I'm back.
What was the question?
The question is, how delicious is this?
The answer... Jeez, Mike, you can't...
I dripped a little bit. That happens when you get older. No, the can is old. That's what I'm saying.
No, the can is
fresh. It's the older metal on the can. What you're thinking. Whew, that was good.
All right, I don't have much more to talk... Oh, I know one thing we need to talk about that you raised an interesting point.
Okay.
Civil War... And Civil War II, much like the Return of Wolverine or Wolverine mm-hmm. Returns, whatever it's called, they kind of get right to it there in the title, right? You say they don't leave much to the imagination as far as what's going to happen in the story.
So this is what I was thinking, and this actually came because you gave me Death of Wolverine, which I haven't read yet. And I was looking at the Wolverine, and I was like, well, I mean, spoiler alert, right in the title there, you know?
Yeah, spoiler, he dies.
He dies. And why?
Our friends at Twilight Comics, Swansea, Illinois, mm-hmm. actually held a funeral for him.
I think I remember seeing something about that.
And it was fantastic. I went there. Like, this is when I was living over in Salem. And I drove in. I told my wife, I was like, honey, after work, I'm going to go to the comic shop. She's like, okay. She didn't question it. She just seemed like, it seems really weird that you're doing it in the middle of the week when we live an hour plus away.
Right.
Is it something they can't wait till the weekend? I'm like, kind of doing a funeral for Logan. She's like, just go.
Were there people there like crying and stuff?
No, but there were people there. Like I was.
Oh, I believe there were people there.
Yeah. They had like, for lack of a better term, a makeshift casket. They had an American flag and a Canadian flag.
Okay,
because he's Canadian. He has dual citizenship, and they had a Coca-Cola bottle.
Okay,
you know it says like. Share a Coke or whatever.
Yeah.
And it said, they found one that said Logan.
Wow, impressive.
So they went all out. They did good work at Twilight Comics, Swansea, Illinois.
So I was looking at that, and then I thought, you know what would solve this problem here? Put a question mark at the end of it. So it's Death of Wolverine? I don't know. Maybe you have to read it and find out. And then I thought, this could be good for every single comic book, unless they already have question marks in the end. Which case, that's a different story.
Makes you wonder if a DC character, The Question, has a question mark at the end of his... But he doesn't really have his own ongoing, or her own.
Yeah, I've never heard of that person, or that person, whoever it is.
Oh, it's a tertiary character in the DC Justice League ranks.
Not that good, then. I haven't heard of him.
Okay, sorry.
I mean, eventually you'll move your way up, question mark.
No, it's not the question mark, he's just the question.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. It could work.
Doesn't have a face.
Like the Riddler?
No.
Is it a Riddler knockoff?
No.
Okay.
He's a hero. He slash she because in New 52, I believe a female became the Question. But kind of works. All right, so I don't know that much about the character, but I can tell you visually.
Okay.
Looks like an old Private Eye, like an old gumshoe.
Okay.
Like a kind of a long jacket, wide-brimmed hat.
Right.
Pretty, I say that, you know, if they were ever going to take a secondary or tertiary character like what Marvel did with Guardians of the Galaxy,
yeah.
Nobody had heard of them before.
True.
And make it a movie, I would like to see a Dead Man movie, which
okay,
I think
yeah,
we've talked
we
about.
Talk about that, yeah.
But, you know.
They need to start making some good movies first, and then they can go with the tertiary movies.
I think Aquaman is going to be badass.
Let's hope so. I'm looking forward to it.
But not friend of the show, but. Just because he doesn't know we exist, Kevin Smith would really like to see a Question movie.
Okay.
So, or show.
Was he super high when he thought of that?
Probably. It's Kevin.
So, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, we were talking about spoilers right there in the title.
I say add question marks to every comic book. So, Heroes in Crisis. I look at that, I know there's Heroes in Crisis in that. But what if I read Heroes in Crisis? I don't know. Are there Heroes in Crisis? Who knows?
I guess we'll have to find out.
Yeah, you would exactly. You would have to read it to find out.
I think that is the best.
Son of Batman? Maybe.
Well, no, because you keep the title the same, but... So perfect example. Let me grab this one here. This is one of the Brad Meltzer books.
Right.
That I've read once and... Well, this one's not really definitive because it just says the Lightning Saga, so
perfect.
There's not a whole lot.
The Lightning Saga? Is it a Lightning Saga? I don't know.
But by the way, mm-hmm. Underrated, check out that amazing Alex Ross art.
Oh, he's good.
That's good stuff. There. So, fun story. The book that's my favorite, Brad Meltzer book, is Identity Crisis. And that has to do largely with Elongated Man, the death of his wife, which is genius in just the way the story is told.
Right.
The Lightning Saga is about the Flash, and the other one that's over there, which I can't. That one's not on top. I can't read, but it's about Red Tornado. So what I like about it is when he writes you know, these Justice League stories, he's not writing about the big three. Like, they're there, they're present, but right. they're not the focus.
Right, right.
It really opens up, you know, like yeah, others have said, you know, there are a lot of toys in the toy box, and it opens up the opportunity yeah. for some others to have their moment. So, and Brad Meltzer is a fantastic. He actually signed. Did he sign My Identity Crisis? No, I can't remember.
I'm not sure.
He might have.
You know what else?
He signed a couple books for me.
Another thing we talked about, or I messaged you about, is commercials or advertising in comic books.
Yeah.
So this happened twice now. I think was both it, times in Heroes in Crisis. Okay. The last time was Heroes in Crisis. I think the first one was too. So I'm reading, and it's the whatever it was about Batman or something. I can't remember. Batman, Superman. The page, and then all of a sudden, I think it's Flash or something I'm reading about. It's not until the transition didn't make too much sense. Yeah, sorry, I could be off. It was the Flash and some Orange Lantern guy. Anyway, it's not until I get to
That's Larflees?
Larflees, yeah. And it's not until I get to the end of it that I realize it's a damn Snickers advertisement. They just transitioned it in perfectly.
So there, if you're watching at the 45, almost 46 minute mark, you can see on the left is Harley Quinn, and on the right is the Snickers commercial. Man, you got to remember, even in the superhero community, Mike, you're not you when you're hungry.
And they did it, I think, in the last Heroes of Crisis.
Oh, I think so. I think it caught me both times, too.
Okay, good, good.
I actually used to have, and I might still somewhere in my archives of comic books, comics that were given out to me in grade school.
Okay.
Something like that. One was a Marvel-related. The other one was just, you know, like teenagers. But it was like they were anti-smoking.
Okay, yeah.
Anti-smoking comic books, and let me tell you what, it worked. Okay. I mean, not from the ages of, like, 19 to 23.
Right, right.
But now, when I smoke, it's cigars.
Okay.
Periodically.
Okay. Just a celebratory cigar every once in a while?
Typically.
There you go.
Or a boredom cigar.
Yeah, or a boredom one.
Or I'm outside grilling cigar.
There you go.
Good time to smoke a cigar.
Cigars just take so long. Yeah, but I guess that could be a good thing, though. So that could be a good thing.
So worth it.
Yeah.
We did receive one like on the video.
Oh, who are you? Because I might have to write your name down.
Hey, it's Nick.
I don't remember if I put his name down or not.
Nick is part of the creative team of West of Oz.
Okay.
So he's technically in there for White Stag Productions, okay. LLC.
Yeah, okay.
So thanks, Nick. And, regardless of, that's a massive shoulder, I'm just going to say. Regardless of whether or not I can find the hard copy of the volume one,
yeah,
I have now the
digital,
version. So they have sent out, if you supported the West of Oz volume two giveaway, not giveaway, Kickstarter, and you should have received your digital copy of volume one if you got to that support tier. So you might have to check your what is it called?
Spam.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Spam or junk. Might have to check that, but you should have that. There's a quick little update from Sean and Nick, and we appreciate their support. And Tony Griswold is the favorite.
Oh, no, no, no.
We can't really out this individual publicly. I don't mean out like in any, you know.
He's not a secret assassin. Or is he? Or is he a Skrull?
Tony, because I can tell you just joined us, you're going to have to go back to about 20 minutes ago to appreciate that one.
It's not even that good to appreciate.
It's worth it. Tony, make sure, and everybody should listen to, you know, if you don't watch all the video, we understand you might not. You might be at home, at work, in the car,
right.
Mobile. Make sure you check this out, because this is the episode. We're almost an hour in. This is the episode and in its entirety. And you can check it out, jitterymonkey.com or your favorite podcast app.
Yes. Look for, go to Stitcher, whatever you use. Look for Nerds United.
Nerds United.
And by the way, I would give a shout out to Brayden and Allie right now, but they're probably sleeping, I'm guessing. That's my niece and nephew. What is the best PS4 game? Ooh, good question.
I'm glad you asked that, Tony Griswold. Are you related to Clark?
Yes. I don't know what the best one is because I don't have a PS4 yet. Thanks, Tony. But I want to get two of them. There's a UFC game I want to get, and then Spider-Man, whatever it is, for PS4.
I've heard good things about the Spider-Man game. I'm not a big UFC guy, so that one's just not. It doesn't register with me. You know, this is subjective. Mm-hmm. I've played the Uncharted games.
I've heard those are good.
I really enjoyed Uncharted 4, although it took a little while to get through. I think probably 1 or 3 are my favorite. The game that I'm really looking forward to playing would be the latest God of War, the one where Kratos is out of like Greece and he's up north like the Norse country and playing in that world.
I think my cousin has that game. I think. What's it called again?
God of War 4. I don't know.
I didn't know it was like God of War. War God.
God of War. Now with a beard.
I think he has that game. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. My gaming has dropped pretty radically.
Mm-hmm.
Until
I get a PS4, my gaming has dropped.
I have a Madden game. I couldn't tell you last time. Mr. Papa Giorgio. That's a nice Vegas vacation reference right there.
Wow, because, yeah, good, impressive.
Good pull, wow. Tony Griswold. Is he? He should be added in the drawing. Is he in the drawing?
Yes, he is. Okay. Yeah, he's in the drawing.
Good job. Yeah. Did he even know that he was? Did he even know there was a drawing?
No, but he liked whatever. It was a picture or something. So
fantastic.
He's here somewhere in this pile of papers.
Well, we're about to shut this thing down and go watch Solo.
This is the shortest podcast we've ever done. This is only 51 minutes. We better talk for another 45 right now.
Not if do you want me to fall asleep watching a movie again?
Probably will anyway.
Shut up. Actually, I fell asleep on the couch earlier. It was all right.
I thought to myself, number one, this is how old I am. I was like, I should take a nap before I go to his house. I didn't. I had to have some guy come over and look at the flooring in my bathroom.
I want to say this. I bought two movies on Amazon Prime Video today. One of them is Solo, which we're going to watch.
Okay.
The other one, you might laugh, Christopher Robin. The Disney movie about like Winnie the Pooh, like the live action Winnie the Pooh. Amazing.
Okay.
It was so fun. And you get like the authentic voices of like mm-hmm. Pooh and Tigger and whatnot. Yeah. And you get, you know, like, and something that I can sit and watch with my son. Although he doesn't have a whole lot of like frame of reference for Winnie the Pooh right now. But he will. And it was fun.
The last movie I bought was Incredibles 2.
That's on there.
Yeah.
I don't have it yet. But what I liked about Christopher Robin was it was a little bit of Paddington, if you watched the Paddington movie.
Yeah,
but
I know what Paddington is, though.
Very reminiscent of the 1990s movie Hook.
Okay.
You know, it's about a boy who you know, grew up in this kind of fantasy world, or, you know, at least imagined a fantasy world, but kind of grew out of it, grew up, and became business. And so had to kind of get brought back into that world. Sorry for my hiccups.
I saw a trailer for Christopher Robin, and I'm pretty sure I know the entire plot of it, because it was like a 3-minute-long trailer that I believe told me the entire plot.
It did. I watched that trailer. I watched the trailer before I bought the movie, but the movie's still fun. You get all those little, you know, like you get the Tigger song and things like that, that your son probably knows from watching Winnie the Pooh as a kid.
I don't know. He wouldn't.
Nolan, we're disappointed in you.
I mean, he might have watched. I mean, well, he's 14 now.
Yeah, but
and I don't think he remembers.
Winnie the Pooh's been around for 50,
but I
mean, years.
I wouldn't remember what I watched as a kid. Besides Popeye. Huge Popeye fan because he was awesome. One of the first superheroes, if you think about it.
Have you ever been down to see the Popeye statue in Chester, Illinois?
No.
You need to go. And then you can, on the way back, you can swing up and get some Popeye's chicken. Make a real day of it.
Okay. I mean, yeah, sure.
All right. We got to take your hat off.
Oh, yeah.
We got to do the drawing.
So explain the drawing.
Okay. So we took, we wrote down all the names on all these little post-it notes.
Jeez.
Tony's watching and laughing. I just know it.
Tony, look how great my hair is.
He's like, get a haircut, you hippie.
You're
remember
now. Okay.
Remember that the winner
I'm going to put this mic down, just in case you didn't realize what I was doing.
Did you turn it off, too? Good job. All right, so...
Can they still hear me through the computer?
No, probably just mine. We'll find out. Somebody is going to win, not this exact book that I'm holding in my hand, because this is my copy, but we'll get you one just like it. The comic book story of beer. I'll draw it, I guess. Okay. All right. I'm going to shuffle as well.
Give her a good shuffle.
Now, there are a couple names in here that can't win, but they're included, like my wife, because she liked...
She liked it.
Yeah, but, I mean, she could just have my copy. This is a blind...
Now I'm back.
Why did you fold it to where the sticky sides... All right, so we have a winner that we don't know.
Okay.
That means it's legit.
Yes.
Probably going to mispronounce the name. Julie Reichling? Reichling?
Julie A. Reichling, whoever you are.
Congratulations, Julie. We will reach out to you via the social medias and let you know how you can win. I mean, not you've won. Let you know how you can receive your copy of the comic book story of beer.
Yes. And we're going to do one more drawing now. This person I'll give a high five to. Next time I see you, hold on. I hope it's White Stag. All right, person.
I can't wait. This is
you
be
get a
me.
High five from me. They're kind of special. Ooh, Tom Harness.
Tom Harness.
Yes.
Tom Harness will be. He will probably send you a Snapchat high five.
All right, that's perfect. I better get back on Snapchat then.
He can also send you one on Facebook. It's okay.
Ah,
Tom Harness, you get my virtual high five.
There you go.
And you gotta wait.
You gotta wait.
Have I shown you a picture of Tom Harness? He has a suit that has blood splattered on it, and he wears it out in public.
Okay.
He is a veteran.
Okay.
Y'all have that in common.
Yeah.
He is bald, but with a beard.
Okay. I'm close to that.
He also loves beer. Yes. I think he was one. He got.
Hey, look.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. What hair?
He commented on the brewery pictures and said it was a great brewery.
Oh, okay.
So he's been to 4204 Main Street Brewing Company before. So he lives down south.
Okay.
But they do come up this way, so we'll have to organize a beer get-together sometime. A beer outing.
Yes. A brewery.
At the brewery.
Yeah.
A brewery at the brewery.
Brewery, yes.
All right. I think that's all.
I mean, this is, like I said, this is the shortest podcast we've ever done.
That's fine.
But it happens sometimes.
We have to watch Solo, and I know it's at least 2 hours.
Okay.
I mean, we don't have to, but we're going to.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well.
I had no intention of chugging that. I don't know if that was your plan.
No. No. I don't chug beer.
Smart.
I'm not that smart. I just can't.
No.
I never have been able to.
Interesting.
Even in college.
When you were a wild and crazy kid.
Oh, yes.
I bet your brother could chug beer.
Possibly. I don't know.
I bet you he could
chug beer. If I had to guess, I would say yes. Or at least in his younger days.
Well, the eternal question of who the favorite is.
It's me. It's clearly me.
That's not even a question. We'll have to be. Are we talking favorite child or favorite son?
I mean, either one.
Because there's a sister involved.
Yeah, that's still favorite.
There's a good chance. Now, I don't know your mom.
Right.
But there's a good chance she might say, to heck with your entire generation and just love all the grandkids.
Oh, if you we had the grandkids, then yeah, I don't stand a chance. Yeah.
It's Nolan, isn't it? Favorite.
I can't say who's the favorite grandkid.
But you say that like you know, like you
no, but I can say the grandkids overall, lump sum grandkids, are more favorited and understandable than me or Tony or Beth, which is understandable. That's
well, now you've given names. Now people are going to find them on social media and harass them.
But they don't know last names.
They do because
child. Yes, what your child.
Oh, I think he's behind.
Oh. Well, I mean, just mentally and stuff like that. I mean, not saying no.
I didn't say it. So that'll be it. Okay, well, we're talking about the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to my cousin and her husband on the birth of their first child earlier today.
Congrats.
They have named him. I don't think I'm at liberty to say.
Okay, that's fine.
So I'm not going to.
When you first started,
but he's healthy. They're all healthy.
When you first started saying that, you were talking about generations and stuff like that, and you were like, I want to congratulate. I thought you were going to start some kind of rumor about me, where I'd have to be like, no, there's not any, as far as I know, there's no other me's around.
They're cloning you, Mike.
Well, they don't want to clone. They don't want to clone this.
They have found the perfect, the Ubermensch.
The perfect specimen.
And they are, I'm just trying to see if Tony's still watching and reacting.
He types slow.
He must. It takes a special kind of person to type fast.
That's true.
And Tony's just not that special. All right, let's get out of here. That is it for this episode. Episode number, I didn't even look to see what number we're on. It's just the new episode.
I can tell you something like my 11th one.
I think it's episode 112.
Yes.
So we're getting there. Fun story, the Five Heart Podcast, which started 2 years ago. They're coming up on its 100th episode. But that's because without fail, or almost without fail, we've done that for every week.
I know we're about to end, but one thing I was thinking about on the way here, we went from doing like a podcast a month. Am I the only one watching?
Why am I typing?
I don't know why I just typed that. No, Tony, there's millions watching.
Well, you might be the only one watching, but they're all listening.
That's true.
JitteryMonkey.com and their favorite podcast app.
So we went from podcast a month, basically.
This is our third in 2 weeks.
I know. That's what I was going to say.
It's fantastic.
Yes.
And really, the reason it's our third in 2 weeks is because 2 weeks ago when you were here, we were drinking up the 4204 beer and putting them over big time. And then we accepted their invitation to go visit the brewery, and we recorded there. So here's the fun part. That last episode, even though we recorded on Sunday and a lot of people saw that first half hour on Sunday, we dropped the episode on Wednesday. This episode is dropping in the morning just because I'm enjoying the content. I'm enjoying getting it out there to people.
It's either dropping in the morning or it's going to drop as soon as we're ending. Because we're going to type that stuff up and publish it.
What he said. All right. That is it. I think we've tried to close this thing about five times over the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
For the co-host of the year, Mike Luther to my right, your left, if you're watching on Facebook. My name is Greg Mahochko. We are reminding you to enjoy Nerds United in whatever capacity that you can or choose to, and to be kind.
And rewind.
JitteryMonkey.com and your favorite podcast app. What's Tony saying? I'm going to play some PS4, Mike. What about you? We're going to go watch Solo.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.